Hey family.
Welcome to the Janae That's Good podcast.
It's Janae.
And Janae.
And today
it's part three of Save Now What.
But first, let's pray.
Father God, I thank you for all that you have done, do, and plan to do in our lives and in the lives of our listeners. Lord, we repent for anything that we've done that was against your will and way, and we invite you in, Father God, to lead us and guide every step. We receive the Holy Spirit, who you promised us, to guide us into all truth and bring into remembrance your word. Lord, now I ask that you bless our listeners to receive your word and to receive you, that you use us as vessels for what you want to communicate to your children. Lord, we believe that we will reach who you have ordained for us to reach and bless who you have called us to bless. Lord, we pray that you increase in us as we decrease, touch our mouths like you did Jeremiah's, and put your words within our mouths and not our own. Father, we give you all the glory. We trust in you as we plant. We charge the listeners to prepare the hearts to receive. We pray that you send someone to water while you give the increase. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Luke 18, it says, now this is about the young ruler who wanted to know how to inherit eternal life, right? So he says, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God.
Right.
You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Mm-hmm. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel. Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Yeah. Jesus.
But you know what happened was, here's the thing, right? This is how gracious God is. And we don't even realize this. Before God blesses us with the thing that we ask for, he tests us. He gives us a test because he wants to show us exactly where we are. When we complain and moan about things we don't have, right? I've been praying for this. I've been asking for this. Okay, cool. Let me show you where your heart is, why I haven't given it to you yet. Because I see something. Yeah. When people misuse this scripture when they say God knows my heart. He knows the heart, so he sees the deception, the corruptness, the this, the that, the stuff that he's still trying to work, the process that you're trying to rush, instead of allowing him to take you through that sanctification process. So had he given that guy, given him what he wanted or whatever the case may be, he would have fumbled in anyway, because God was trying to show him, you have idols in your heart.
Which is your riches.
Absolutely.
Yes. And if you're not willing to give that up for me, we already know. Jesus said, if you're not willing to give it up, give it all up, even your family, if you're not willing to give all of that up, you can't follow me.
Yeah.
You can't enter that kingdom of heaven.
Listen, Isaac said, I want a son. They got the son. Jesus said, you got to kill that joker. Isaac said, we'll be back. But he was going up there to do what God said to do.
Abraham.
Who I said? Oh, Lord. It was Isaac. Thanks for correcting me, though. But no, seriously, yes. Abraham was like, here's the thing. Even though Abraham said, we'll be back, because he had the faith. He had faith that my God is...
You got to know the character of God, too.
Here's the thing.
You got to know that he don't want nobody dead.
If God said that, for I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you and not harm you, to give you a hope in the future. Abraham's like, I believe that. Now, even though I believe that, he told me I got to sacrifice him, so I'm going to go lay.
He might bring him back to life.
Right.
Because I believe in that God.
Right.
That's the kind of God that I serve.
Absolutely.
If you're the creator of everything, why can't you do something like that? We put God in a box.
Which is why Abraham's faith was counted as what?
Righteousness.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. And then it says... and those who heard it said, who then can be saved?
Right.
But he said that, because I had the same question, because they did everything.
Yeah.
He literally, you could say, and people think that being good is enough.
Yeah.
But what do you say is good? That's why he said that. What do you think being good is?
The only thing that makes you good is God.
Only person that's good. Only one thing that's good is Jesus. It's God.
Yes.
You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? That's the only thing that's good.
Yeah.
So your works mean nothing.
Yeah.
They're as filthy rags, you know? So it's like, you are upholding these things, which is what goes back to the whole thing of having the form of godliness, right? And that religious spirit of it looks the part, right?
Right, absolutely.
But what is your heart saying? Because he couldn't give up the riches.
Jesus.
He couldn't let go of that. He said, I just can't.
Yeah.
But where your money is, where your treasure is, your heart is there also. Mm-hmm. So if you cannot give that up for God, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my actions. I mean, hey, you know, I'm doing this.
But, it look good.
But your heart is far from good. Him. Exactly. But your heart is far
absolutely.
From him.
Absolutely.
So.
You better go.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. And, you know, I can hear people now saying, well, then that kind of makes it like, well, you said faith with the works, right?
Right.
But it's like. The obedience is the works.
Here's the thing. Exactly. The works is what did God tell you to do?
Yes. So let's not confuse the works with, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But did God tell you to do that?
Absolutely. Right.
So the obedience the works is the obedience.
Check this out. I'm going to make this real plain. One time, you know, when I was younger, my mom told me, hey, I want you to clean such and such, 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 such. I said, all right, cool. You know what I did? I got so excited. I said, you know what? She only asked me to do this. I said, but I'm going to clean this, this, this. You know what I ended up doing? I cleaned all the things she didn't ask me to clean. And I forgot the one thing she asked me to clean. And you know what she said? I said, Mom, did you see? She said, wow. She said, I really appreciate. She said, but boo, I wanted.
Janae, that's good.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That is a good example.
So here I am, like, and I got mad. And I'm like, Mom, I literally did all of this.
Yes.
But I didn't ask you to do
Janae?
That. I asked you to do this.
That's good.
I'm just saying.
No, that's a really good example.
I'm just saying.
Really.
Because that means nothing. Because the one thing that she asked me to do, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Child. So it says...
Oh,
but listen to Jesus' response. He says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Mm.
So you're like, dag, if he can't get in, how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
But he's saying right here that with me, if you do it with me, it'll be possible.
Yeah.
Because he can't do it because he's not following me.
Absolutely.
He's not doing it with
absolutely.
Me. You cannot do it on your own. You need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
You need Jesus.
Yeah.
So with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
If you try to, and a lot of people are trying to do this walk without God, and which is why it's hard for them to maintain and sustain it, because they're trying to do it without him.
You know what it is? It's almost like what you said earlier, right? What it is a lot of people don't want to admit this, right? They're like, how can I do this, like you said, without him, right?
Yeah.
But they're trying to slap his name on the back of it to make it look like it's godly.
Yeah.
When all actuality, you can tell by the way they walk and talk that literally that is you.
Yeah.
That's you. That's self. Mm-hmm. That's not God. Yep. That's Leviathan.
We are made in God's image. If we're being 100%, the things that you speak over yourself can likely come to pass, because whatever you believe, you will receive.
Absolutely.
That scripture as well. And your words are powerful. The life of power. I mean, I'm saying it wrong.
There's life and death in the power of the tongue.
Yes, there's life and death in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what? And then when we found out that when you say certain words and stuff like that, you're making an appointment.
Yes.
So it's going to happen eventually. And a lot of people who are going through certain things, they have spoken death over themselves. We found that out.
Yes.
When
she said that, it hit like. Every time you are speaking things out of your mouth, you are making an appointment.
Yes.
What type of appointment are you making?
Yes, exactly.
Same thing that got Legion. I mean, not Legion. Lord help me. Same thing got Satan kicked out of heaven. He wanted to be God. He wanted to do it himself. He did not. He thought he knew better than God.
Right.
Pride.
Mm-hmm.
People try to do it without God. That's the this whole thing about, oh, I'm self-made. I'm self this. It's all about, where is God in that? And then those same people will turn around and say, you know, but Jesus, like, but God, like it was God.
Yeah.
Don't get me started, please.
So verse 28 says, then Peter says, see, we have left all and followed you. So Peter's like, okay, well, we left everything and we followed you, right?
Yeah.
And so Jesus' response to him was, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. Right? So he's saying that Peter, you're doing well. Like, yeah. If you have left everything to follow me, if you have left, you know, tradition, if you've left, you know, families, if you've left your job, you've left certain things to follow me, you are doing well. And I promise you, he's saying, assuredly, I say to you that you will receive many times more in this present time and the one to come. Okay.
And you know what that said, what question that poses or whatever, or just, it's just a reflection thing, right? It's something to be reflective of. God is not going to call me to something that is going to take me further away from him.
Exactly.
That's number one, right? And number two, anything can become an idol if you're not careful, because all the idol is anything you put before your obedience to God, anything you put before God, right? Yeah. Before God's instructions, before anything you put before God can be an idol. A person can be a friendship, a relationship, a marriage, a family member, your children, a job, all type, your car, anything, right? So that is the thing that we have to constantly make sure, because we are created to worship. God created us to worship. So if we ain't worshiping God, we worshiping something else.
Right.
So like literally hearing that is just like, that is just a clear indication of you. We have to get to a place where, God, I am willing to let go of everything.
Yes.
For you. I'm willing to let go everything for you. And I think that that's something that is, you know, it's a daily decision. You know?
Yeah.
It's a daily decision. Because sometimes you like, you in that season of like, for God I live, and for God I die, I'm going to give up everything. And then you get that thing you really, really wanted. And he like, will you give it back to me? You get what I'm saying? It's a daily decision. That man you finally asked for, or that car, that job, that, would you give it back to him if he asked for it?
Janae, that's good.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
Let us know what you think on our website by hitting that contact page and leaving a message.
We appreciate all of your feedback.
And while we wait for episode 4, we have a challenge for you.
Grab your Bible
and your journal.
Pray and ask God to reveal what is taking his place in your life.
Is it your job that you hate or love?
Your loyalty to friends that shouldn't be your friends anyway?
Family that use and drain from you?
Is it your feelings and emotions that you allow to rule over you more than your obedience to God?
What have you made an idol that you need to surrender so that God can take his rightful place as Lord,
Father,
and friend in your life?
Invite God in to turn the tables in your life and run out everything
and everyone that is not supposed to be there.
Make your house,
your body,
a house of prayer
and worship.
That was deep.
Yes, deep. Stay tuned for episode 4. We're dropping every Friday just for you.